In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community.
We pay our respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Can I sit with you?
Yes, you can sit with me.
And we want you to sit with us.
It's Dom.
And Ella.
You may know us from finding love on reality TV, and by that we mean with each other.
Two best friends figuring out life.
Chatting all things reality TV, because, I mean, how could we not?
And all things in between. Sex, relationships, dating, and navigating being a female in the world.
Unfiltered and fabulous advice
from your two besties.
Like a chin hairs, because that's some of the thoughts that I get as of aging.
One day I might not feel my tongue.
Wow, brain's cooked. It always seems as though by the time it's like we get to this part of the week and our weeks start and end according to the podcast. Don't you feel that? Like the start of the week isn't really the start. It feels like the end because when we're recording, it feels like the end of the week.
I actually thought it was Monday then.
Welcome back to another episode of Sit With Us, guys. Yeah, we didn't intro you, but yes,
you
hello, you are there. You are listening. We do love you.
We love you.
Make sure you're following us, you know, on the Insta at Sit With Us Pod and on the Facebook group, Sit With Us the Podcast, because that's where we'd like to talk shit and we love having you along.
Yeah.
Ella's 30th birthday, the big 30. Shit.
Like,
big time.
You know what's so weird? And I can't remember if we have said this before, but it's like you really do have weird thoughts when you're turning 30.
What are some of those weird thoughts, Dahl? Chin hairs? Because that's some of the thoughts that I get of aging.
No.
Because my mum gets chin hairs. And
my mum,
like,
does too.
If that is what's coming for me, I want out of it.
Yeah.
Like, laser me or something.
Yeah, look, chin hairs is not my concern.
It happens.
Death is my concern. Oh, that old thing. You know, like, I got stuck in this fucking, like, dark rabbit hole. The more I was thinking about turning 30, and then I'm like, oh my God, I've been here for 30 years on earth of my life.
You've got more than that to go, doll.
I know, but I'm just like, wow, it's gone so quickly. And then, like, the next milestone is your 40s. Like, that's like your next big celebration. And then it's like, wow, like, by the time I'm 40, you know, I'll probably have kids by then. And, like, you know,
which is 10 years. And 10 years doesn't feel like that long in the grand scheme of things, but
it doesn't.
So much in our lives is going to happen. I feel like the 30s are great.
30s are great.
Look, your 20s are for making mistakes.
20s are for having fun.
Oh, like, and also fun, heartbreak, mistakes,
hangovers, experimenting, trying everything in your 20s so that you can go into your 30s knowing what you want, who you are, and maybe what direction you're going
down. 30s are great. Like, I'm not living at home with my parents. I actually have money in my bank account. And I'm, you know, I look great and I feel great. So I don't miss my 20s.
Yeah.
But it's that scary feeling of, my God, time is passing.
Well, time's passing and you're just getting older. And, you know, it's out of your control.
Yeah.
And I used to get really bad anxiety when I was young about death. Like, I used to lie in bed all night thinking about dying.
Sorry that this is quite morbid, guys. Wow.
And then I, like, wouldn't breathe properly. I'd be like, like, I would
That's
get
a bit of anxiety.
Yeah, I would give myself fucking anxiety attacks because I'd be thinking about death so much. And then I brought up with my mum, I think I was maybe like 17 or something. And I was like, Mum, I keep thinking about dying. And she's like, you get over it because you got to accept the fact that it happens.
Yeah.
And that is the cycle of life. And you've just got to accept it and stop stressing about it.
Do you think for you maybe it's a thought because of your dad passing and
potentially
at a young age and,
yeah,
and there being some, you know, sadness and trauma from that. You know what I mean? Like, even though, you know, unfortunately you didn't know your dad, but you know the story and how it affected your mum and your brother and your wider family. So it's potentially.
Potentially. It's just a weird thought, I think, like, knowing that the only place you go now is older and you don't get to go back there, and the only place you're going is, like, saggier skin and, like, less athletic, and that it's a bit of a wig out.
There's a saying, and this always wigs me out.
Yeah.
Today is the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you'll ever be.
Weird. Yeah.
Today is the youngest you'll ever be and it's the oldest you've ever been. Isn't that a wig out?
Yeah.
Like, woo!
It is like it's a weird feeling. Obviously, I'm blessed and grateful to even have made it to 30 because yep. people in life don't get to, you
Hashtag
know,
blessed, babe.
Yeah. Like, that's amazing. But, yeah, it's a weird feeling, I think.
I feel it in my fingers.
I feel it in my toes.
I feel it in my toes.
And one day I might not feel my toes.
And that's when you're going to be in the ground.
Anyway, fuck yeah.
And so it's been a few big weeks, you know.
I haven't baked my hot cross buns yet.
That's all right. At least you got your ingredients now. She's got yeast.
I got yeast.
So that's the main thing, okay,
I don't
guys?
Know how I feel about
I did.
It.
I went home and literally ordered her Uber Eats all the ingredients and the yeast. And I said, look, even if you're not going to make the hot cross buns, at least just experiment with yeast. Put a fucking tablespoon of the yeast.
I haven't done that.
Put
still.
A cup of warm water and watch it grow.
I did bake another banana bread though.
Great. And you're loving it?
Because Guy likes it. And
oh, cute.
He likes banana bread. But
who doesn't love banana
I know.
Bread?
Oh. The first one I made, I put, well, I just followed the instructions, the ingredients.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of sugar.
And how much sugar in there was it?
I think like 170 grams.
Babe, that's not a lot.
Oh. Is that?
170 grams. I don't even think that's like a cup.
No? It's like 175 grams.
If I was to do a recipe of banana bread, I would do about 1.5 cups of self-raising flour. I would do half a cup of sugar, caster sugar. And I would do probably 2 eggs and I would do 1/2 cup of oil. This isn't a recipe I've just made up in my head because that's what I do. I just go consistency wise. Mm. I don't ever follow a recipe.
Well,
because I'm fucking a bit chaotic like that.
Yeah, but you know how to cook. This, me, a girl, I wouldn't know where to start, okay? Like I got home with no flour.
Yeah, I love that. So that actually killed me.
Made another fucking banana bread. Tried to wing it, you know, cool me. Oh, yep, done it once, can do it again.
So what happened to the banana bread?
So I didn't put any sugar in it. Because Guy likes it with no sugar.
Oh, these health and fitness people, I can't deal with it. Go and do another ice bath.
I know.
And just go and eat your sugar.
So I put no fucking sugar in it. Okay, I put way too much flour in it.
What the fuck?
It was in the oven and I'm like seeing it raise and I'm like, babe, can you check the banana breads okay? Because I feel like I might have done something wrong. I think I put too much baking soda in it as well. And
if you put too much of that, you know it tastes shit.
Yeah, it tasted like medicine.
It tasted like not salty. It's a it weird just, type.
It did not taste like banana bread.
Yeah, so it was inedible. It went straight in the bin.
Well, look, I think he ate it. And I threw in some like mixed nuts. I threw in some chucky nib things. I just kept throwing shit in it.
You know what you gotta make
put
next?
A scoop of protein powder in there.
Carrot cake.
Yeah, I do want to
carrot cake
get better.
With walnuts. You'll love it. You can even do a protein cream cheese frosting on there. I can send you through a recipe for that. Dull.
Yeah, look, I'm not very creative and intuitive in the kitchen. Like, I'm just not. I don't know. I put a bit of vanilla essence in it.
That's great. Wow.
Put a bit of vanilla essence. I just like, I just poured it in and just didn't measure it. I just poured it in. And I was like, yeah, this is the thing.
You're overdoing it with the baking soda, that to me.
I'm mid baking. And I'm like, babe, do you know how to test that the banana bread's cooked? Like, you just got to, this is what I read online. You just stick a knife in it. And if it's still sticky, then it's not ready.
Yes.
And he's looking at me like, are you joking me, babe? Of course I know how to do that. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, on Google just said to do it that. Like, I don't bake.
Or do you know another way you can do is tap the center and if it springs back to you, it's ready. And if it doesn't come back up, it's not ready.
Oh.
Yes, so there's another little tip for you.
Okay.
Another little baking tip from Dom.
Baking tip.
Dom's double D tips.
Woo! Well, look, I do want to get better at it.
You will, babe.
I actually thoroughly have enjoyed it. I also put some of the sultanas in it.
See? And it's great. Like, you can be creative and it's yummy as
it
well.
It just tasted like fucking paint on medicine or something because there was no sugar.
It's no good, especially when you don't balance out the, like, if you're doing plain flour and you're putting your baking powder on your baking soda and there's no sugar, it's not going to be good for you. And especially if you overdo it with the baking soda and baking powder.
And it was very
dry. It has
dry.
A very tart taste.
When I was like mixing it all up together.
Did you put any oil, any fats in there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, that's why,
I'm like mixing it and it's all so dry. So I just cracked another egg. I just added egg to it.
Okay, well, you've got your fats from the eggs.
And then it softened up a bit, but then
right.
It looked a bit too watery, so that's why I added more flour. And
you'd rather it be more watery. Like, oh. How watery was it?
Well, I don't. It was too
gluggy.
Yeah, and then that's why I put more flour in it. And then I'm like, fuck this, I'm out of here. Just chuck it in the oven.
I hope you guys are really enjoying our baking updates. And look, I hope you guys are baking too. And if anything, I really hope that we've encouraged you or inspired you actually to get in the kitchen, start baking, get your fucking pots and pans out, mash some bananas, crack a few eggs.
It was actually very therapeutic.
Yeah, it is.
I think I need to get more into it. And you baked.
Yeah, I baked. I baked a lot of Croatian and Italian cakes, which my family loved. And unfortunately, we lost my great auntie and... My auntie was the one that always baked the Croatian cake because she's from the Croatian side of my family. And she'd always inspired me with her baking and just the things that she would do in the kitchen. And I set aside one day on the Thursday, I was like, this is my baking day. And I made an odanjasha, which I don't know, hopefully we've got some Croatian listeners here. And I made odanjasha and I made some of the plum jam biscuits that she was famous for. And when I got to a Good Friday lunch, my uncle couldn't believe it. Like all my cousins were like, oh, my God, this is taking me back to my childhood. And it was just so nice. And even my nonna was just so impressed. And it was really nice. And it's like I just have that inner thing where I like feeding people.
Yeah.
But more than that, I think it's just like food brings memories as well.
But also food brings people together.
It does. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah. Like who doesn't love to just sit around eating yummy food and expressing how delicious it is?
We caught up with Jack, Courtney and baby Penelope. Ella severely overordered. She ordered about fucking four pizzas for the table when we'd had entrees. It was ridiculous. So I've got two pizzas in my fridge back home, which is great.
I just don't
want
anyone to not be hungry, you know.
Which is great. She's a wog at heart.
Yes.
So we love that. But we caught up with Jack and Courtney, which was so lovely.
They're just killing it being parents.
Oh.
They honestly are just really taking it with their stride.
Yeah.
Like I'm just...
Going with the flow, not going against it. Not like, you know, and I think it's so refreshing to see two people so in love and
they're young.
Oh, my God,
they're so young. Like they're young parents to do and they're just doing it.
They're just doing it. And when I posted that we were catching up on Instagram, people were just so happy, like seeing like, oh my God, you guys are all still friends and like you and Jack are still. And I'm like, I mean, of course we are. I mean, we didn't work out, but we have so much love and respect for each other. And I just love him and Courtney together so much.
Yeah.
And I love little Penelope, like we're aunties now. We love
her. So
we're gonna protect her and that's it.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
I know.
And it just makes me so happy.
It is. It's so nice that we can still be friends with Jack. I mean, and Al. Like, because they really do take us back to those days. But we are so happy for Jack and Courtney.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive week. But we've come to that time of the episode where we talk about what's trending.
Jeez, you're trending like crazy.
That is so fetch.
What's trending?
Ella, what is trending for you this week?
Dun, 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 dun. I don't even know if this is like a trending thing. I mean, I guess.
What's a big part of your life?
Yeah. So the past sort of like 4 days, I guess, I've been really deep in researching coming off the pill, coming off the hormonal contraception that I have been on for 15 years. Like, wow.
This is huge. Like, this is huge shit.
I've never had a break. I've been on the pill since I was 15.
Wow. It's so hectic, man.
Yeah. Like, I'm actually scared. I'm actually quite nervous. I'm a bit of a control freak. Yeah. I love being in control of and knowing when my period is coming and my fake period and just like being
fake
in
period.
My fake period.
I love it.
So I am really nervous and it's going to be happening... I mean, as soon as the birthday's over, as soon as I've turned basically 30, I'm going to be, I guess I just stopped taking it one day, which is just going to be so weird because, like,
it's going to be very freeing for you. And I know, like, even Courtney was saying that last night. Yeah. She's like, you know, you're going to just feel, like, free. You're going to feel clearer and all of these things. And I really, truly believe that because I know even for myself, not even being on the pill, but on, you know, antidepressants, going off the antidepressants, even that 50 milligrams I feel a shift in myself and I do feel like I've got more control back. And, you know, even though these medications that we take on the daily basis that we need and, you know, for our lives and whatever, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a different chemical in your body, right?
And so I've never used like a period app before. I've never tracked my period. Obviously, I've never had to.
Life's going to change.
So I've downloaded the app Flow because that was like the first one that kept coming up.
And I've got Flow. It's great.
So I've been like logging my stuff there. But at the same time, I'm like, wait, this is all fake. So why am I logging in?
But it's so good, though, to even know what you were like, right? So then you've got something to compare it to. Because when you, you know, take, like, say, for instance, a journal or something to the doctor and be like, okay, these are the symptoms I've had, this is all of that, it's really important to be able to compare to something else. So and on the Flow app, because I've had it now for maybe about 4 or 5 cycles since I've my IUD has been removed. Each period you get, it gets smarter and smarter with your cycle, which is amazing because what I do, especially like leading up to my period and after my period, the more symptoms I have, the more I log. And I feel like each period I'm learning better about what my symptoms are and when I'm going to ovulate, what I'm going to feel when I ovulate and all of these things. And it's really, really interesting. And I feel like what keep logging until you go off the pill. And then when you are actually off it, log the fuck out of every day of what you're feeling, what your symptoms are. Like, how are your bowel movements? Like, what are your emotions today? How's your skin? How's your, you know, your stamina? All of these things, because it all makes sense in the grand scheme of things. So,
Well, I have, I'm into the app. It's actually quite fun. I actually quite enjoy logging the daily check-ins and stuff like that. So we'll see. You guys will know about it when I have come off it. But I think I'm going to have to wait until, because I think I read somewhere that you shouldn't come off the pill until you're actually due for a period.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So stop taking it when you've got a the sugar pill?
Yeah.
Like at that point?
Because I've just had my fake period about a week ago. So I think I need to wait a few more weeks and then I will stop taking it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Just so that it doesn't get like a bit confuzzled. Because if I just had my period and then I stop taking it next week and then my period comes again, it might just be like,
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, so I will wait a few more weeks, but you guys will know about it. And babe, what's trending for you?
Oh, look, what's trending for me? I feel as though I've been kind of like a bit MIA in the like grand life scheme of things. I've got like a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm really enjoying my baking and I'm really loving that.
And you've inspired me, so that's great.
Oh, well, that makes me happy. I'm really enjoying being creative in the kitchen. And I know I'm not freaking Gordon Ramsay. I'm not the world's best chef or
whatever. Well, you are to me. You know, so
For me, it is this like thing that brings me together. Like on the weekend when I was at my parents for Easter, I cooked for the whole family and I made like an amazing meal. And it just like seeing like how happy it made like my mom and my dad and my brother like all sitting there and having a meal together.
It's so nice.
It made me like really emotional.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why that makes me cry. Like, it's just really nice.
Yeah, it is nice though.
You know?
Yeah, like I remember when my mum is the queen of the kitchen and she used to always put together every meal of the night. And I mean, I can't do that if I tried. I know how to make a salad. That's about it. I know it's very special.
I just think in the grand scheme of things and life, right, those are the moments that I'm actually going to remember. Yeah. It's not like the big, you know, crazy like events and shit. Yeah. It's the moments where, you know, everyone's together and we're just, you know, we've had a busy day doing fencing on the farm and we're all coming together and we're having a glass of wine and we're just sitting there. And they're the moments that
it's the simple things in life.
And it really is.
It's the simple things in life, man. That's the shit that counts. That's the stuff that we pass down to our kids and we say to them, this is what we used to do. Like the things that actually mean the most.
And the older I'm getting, the more I realize that too. Yeah. You know, like my parents are getting older. My nonna's getting older. Like my nonna's 80 this year and she's going back to Italy for the first time since she was 12 years old.
Wow.
Like this is wild to me, guys. Yeah. Like, and I'm so excited for her. Like I just can't wait for her to see that, you know, where she was born in Italy and to go back and see all her family and friends that are still there. And it's going to be so emotional.
Yeah,
and
it will be.
You know, that's what life's about.
Yeah.
That's what like really it's, So I guess for me it's like the little things. That's what's trending for me. It's the little things. It's not the big grand gestures of whatever in life. It always comes down to the little things. And
family.
I guess I'm really appreciative of that now more than ever. I think as my life gets more fast-paced and busier and crazier and hectic and there's more people in my life, the more I crave for like the really simple, calm shit.
The real shit.
You know?
Yeah.
The real, real stuff. So
that's
a really nice what's trending, actually.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Feels. That got me in the feels.
In the feels.
Oh, but look, we're on to our main topic now.
Yes.
And I've
really... interesting.
It's a very interesting topic, guys. Mm. We are talking about the pick me girl. Who is she? Where did this come from? How did it start? And also, the more I've researched into what the pick me girl is, I feel as though, and I can't wait to hear your guys' opinions, is this just another way of tearing women down? Okay, but first and foremost, let's read what the definition, Urban Dictionary, of course, of what a pick-me girl is. Because, I mean, if I'm going to ask my mum what a pick-me girl is, do you think she's going to know? If I'm going to ask my nonna, a pick-me girl?
I mean, look, at first I was like, what's a pick-me girl? I didn't even really know.
And I've heard this term thrown around all the
time. I've never heard it before.
I feel like now that you're aware of it, you'll hear it.
Probably.
So... a pick-me girl is a girl who seeks male validation by indirectly or directly insinuating that she is not like the other girls. See what I mean here by saying, like, is this just another way of putting women down? Someone who sets themselves apart from and trivializes classically female hobbies or behaviors as frivolous or vapid. Like, yeah, I don't need to go to the nail salon every week, or like, it doesn't take me an hour to get ready.
Right.
Like, is that a pick me girl? I'm assuming that's the vibe I'm getting. For instance, they might say to guys that other girls are too much drama.
Okay.
So I'm getting that vibe, right? So it's like, oh God, yeah, she's a
like
lot.
Like high maintenance?
Yeah, you know, she's high maintenance, but I'm not.
Okay.
So it's pretty much it's pitting women against women, and I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, right? And why is this even a thing? Typically, a pick-me girl talks about how she's not like other women, especially in ways considered typically feminine. Which is, you know, it's very... For example, a pick-me girl may point out how she doesn't wear makeup or prefers sports to fashion. So there we have it.
Okay.
So it is. So it's like, oh my God, like a girl that takes an hour to get ready. Oh, please. Like, it's that kind of thing.
Oh.
So that's a pick-me girl.
See, when we spoke about this pick-me girl whole thing, I thought it was along the lines of a girl that just always needs to be chosen by a man.
Well, that's what I assumed it was too, but I feel, well, now that we're reading into this, it feels as though there are so much more attached.
Well, yeah, right? It's like...
it's not just that a female needs attention from a male or anything. It's like, because like she's comparing herself to other females
other
and
women.
Saying that she's better. And that rubs me the wrong way. Where did the term pick me girl come from? Who bloody knows? Well, I'll tell you, babe. It appeared... on Twitter, which, you know, Twitter was Twitter back then, not X.
Why is it still X?
Twitter in my fucking in eyes. Anyway, in 2016, with the hashtag tweet like a pick me, with people mocking girls who called themselves wifey material, drawing attention to their traditionally feminine virtues and habits.
Right.
Once again, making women feel... all over the world, like they're just not good enough, and no matter what they do, they're never going to be good enough. It's like if a woman wants to be ultra feminine and, you know, just completely ooze, you know, femininity and be that housewife, like that's a bad thing?
But is it like doing the hashtag and saying, you know, calling themselves wifey material, like... we could all be wifey material in our own right. Like, is there a right, in quotation marks, right wifey material?
Well, that's a whole other conversation, babe. But what it's turned into, right, the term has actually evolved to mean the complete opposite now. So common traits of what a pick-me girl is someone that constantly seeks validation from others, especially men, putting down other women, desperation for a relationship or just male attention in general, and dismissing other women's experiences and opinions. See, to me, that's the complete opposite of what I thought a pick-me girl was and what a complete opposite of what it was in 2016. So in my eyes...
So it's really changed.
It's so changed. Like, a pick-me girl now is someone... is what you're called if you put down other women or you dismiss other women's experiences and opinions. I mean, that's happening on the daily everywhere all around the world. I don't see that as... you should be putting a label on that. I just see that as if someone's going to be a piece of shit and like talk shit about another woman, then...
I'm just going to open the TikTok as well that we've got here.
Yeah, I want to watch the TikTok.
Hi, so nice to meet you. You have filler, right? Right, okay, yeah, I thought so. Where do you get your lashes done? Yeah, they're just really fluffy. Like a caterpillar almost. You're a natural blonde though, right? You're not. Oh my God. Wow, that must be a lot of upkeep. Yeah, that would just take way too long. I mean, if I was you, I'd just be rocking the brunette at this point. I'm so low maintenance. I need you to teach me how to do such heavy makeup. I've never done it before. I like wear clear mascara. Yeah, I like don't wear any makeup at all.
Okay, so it's like backhanded compliments.
The highlighter on my nose. No, that's natural. It's oil on my skin. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's so funny, isn't it? Because now it's like, I feel like I can remember, I don't know certain people, but I remember maybe having these experiences with women I've met who will give you a compliment, but it's followed by something that makes you kind of, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really a compliment at all.
Yeah.
It's someone trying to... be judgmental, but it's too much of a coward to just say it to your face. So they give you a little bit of something and then they fucking reel it right back in and want to kind of fucking jab you in the face. That's the kind of
thing. It's like, oh, you've got real, because I feel like people have said, oh, your lips are so nice and natural. But then I'm like, oh, but it's filler. And they're like, oh.
It's like, my lips. It's exactly. It's like they want you to
say it's not real.
Deprecate yourself.
Yeah.
So then they have that win. Oh, yeah, see? She's got fake fucking filler in her lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
Like, can't you say that?
Yeah. Oh, like, I'm sorry. And it's like, if a female is going to say such a bitchy comment, you're a bitch.
Yeah, like, that's not, we're not going to be friends.
And if anything, females themselves can take back that fucking term and use it. Because I'm sorry, the thing is, and I've said it before on the podcast as well, I feel like women are so mean to women these days.
Oh, man.
Not with, and I know, you know, some people might say, but yeah, like, you know, you've made a career out of like commenting and commentating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On things that are pop culture, on things that are on TV, on things that are mainstream media. I'm not going around talking about Joe Blow and his girlfriend that I know from 10 years ago and talking shit about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a very difference. And this is where the problem with the pick-me trend has gone, right? The meaning of pick-me behavior is becoming skewed on social media.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it started off as an innocent and funny trend. It primarily was used as another stick to beat women with, okay?
Yeah.
Which, it's not funny. Like, that. It's just another way of tearing women down, which is what we've said. The term thrown at anyone who shows an interest in male-dominated hobbies or dares to call themselves weird. While some have used the pick-me-girl term trend to legitimately call out sexist behaviour displayed by other women, others have simply used it to escalate said sexism and harass women on the app. It's become the insult of all insults. And I know for one, and I've seen it happen, other women in the media calling other women pick me girls. And I never really understood it because I never took the time to fucking say, to like Google what a pick me girl was. Cause I was just like, okay, well, if she's calling her a term, then I mean, it's not going to be that friendly, is it?
Yeah.
So have you seen the movie She's the Man?
Yeah.
With Amanda Bynes. Love that movie.
Yeah. It's great.
Sydney White, who Amanda Bynes played in She's the Man, displayed an aversion to lip gloss and sundresses and got there, I get along better with guys' energy. So this is pick-me girls in the media. So these are just examples, guys.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, her character in She's the Man loved to play soccer. She wanted to be one of the guys. Okay, fair enough. Marissa from the OC saying, yeah, well, I'm not like the other girls. Okay. Kendall Jenner famously tweeted, girls are really, really desperate and sad sometimes. I mean, and so are men. Why couldn't you just said, like, people?
Yeah.
Because people are fucking really desperate and sad sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. There was an article in Elle magazine and the writer Etka Sina claimed it's possible that the pick-me girls haven't thought about how their behaviour and attitudes contribute to sexism, misogyny and ultimately the continuous subjugation of women. Whether it's due to the blinkers padded by years of unbridled misogyny or the need to fit into society's notions of what is acceptable, these girls often don't see it as problematic. And I think therein lies the issue. People are so fucking blinded to their own shit and whatever they are projecting, whatever they are saying, people aren't seeing their own shit and their own issues for what they are. And I think there in itself lies the issue. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. Wow, it's actually really weird when you like, paint the big picture and, you know, there's like celebrities and just it really like makes me think about all these scenarios that I've seen on shows and movies and, you know, like day-to-day life.
And now you'll see it more, right? You'll see it so much more.
Yeah.
You know, and like if you ask most men, you know, they prefer a female with not a full fucking beat face.
Yeah.
You know, they'd prefer to kiss a female that didn't have, you know,
layers
whatever
of stuff
but
on.
But it's women taking that notion and then saying, yeah, I'm all natural. Yeah, guys like me better because I'm like all natural.
Yeah.
It's like, but if you like wearing makeup because it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Then why the hell are we pitting women against women because.
Like who cares?
That's the thing. It's like at the end of the day. A guy is lucky if he's getting in bed with you, darling.
Yeah.
The guy is lucky if he
makeup
gets
makeup or no makeup.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, why does it need to be made about that?
That's just something that is wild to me. And I know you guys are going to have a lot to say about this topic.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to discuss this on the Facebook group, which is Sit With Us, the podcast. You've got to come and join. Join in where all the fun is.
Even if you've got, like, friends, because I feel like even thinking of friends, people that I know who I'm friends with, who are like this.
Yeah.
So share some stories in the Facebook group or on the Instagram. Share some stories if you have very interesting ones.
Actually love to hear from you guys. Send us a voice message, email, a DM, whatever it may be, because I even feel like in next week's episode, if we get some really good stories, we have to read them out anonymously, of course.
Mean.
If you'd like. Well, exactly.
Like your friends can be shit. Your friends can be mean.
Amen, sis.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely share it with us.
Share it with us, guys. Hit us up on the Instagram. It's at SitWithUsPod. And keep an eye on our Insta stories, actually, for next week's topic because we'll probably be needing your help next week. But for now, we've got to love you and leave you.
Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And we will see you next week.
Love yous.